What up, y'all? It's your boy, Jermaine H.
It's Al Boogie.
Welcome to another edition of Everything Podcast. We're going to get right into it because, you know, she over here talking shit as usual.
I want my chill shit.
What you wanted to start with? I was thinking I wanted to, you know, brush up on the whole homeboy from Empire. What's his name? The Jussie Smollett. That's his name?
Smollett.
That's, yeah. What the fuck is he? What's his nationality?
I forget. He's mixed. Yeah, I know he's like halfway.
He said he the gay Tupac.
I think like his part family is like Creole or some wild craziness.
Well, I know they all disappointed in him right now.
Well, it's a lot of shit with that. You know what I mean? The man. It's a lot of speculations and a lot of things going on.
It sounded fishy from the beginning because...
Nah, it did sound fishy from the
beginning. It's like, dude, what are you doing out at that time of night?
Not only that, but with all the cameras around, only one camera to caught these dudes walking out of the block out of all the cameras that's around. And you know how these cities, especially in Chicago,
it's
camered up. So it's kind of crazy.
I just don't understand his motive. Like, you're trying to empower the gay community by getting beat up and making it a racial thing.
His thing was that apparently he was allegedly, let me change my word, and he was getting hate mail and all this other shit at the studio, and they wasn't taking it serious.
So how was this going to help him, though? Like,
allegedly, this is what I'm thinking, right? I'm thinking that the nigga was like, all right, fuck it. So since they not taking me seriously in this sense,
let me become a hero.
Where I'm getting, death threats and whatever the case. If it is, the alleged letters and stuff like that are true. He's looking at it like, all right, boom. They're not taking it serious or whatever the case have you. So in his mind, he probably like, fuck it. Let me pay two niggas if that's what he did. Let me set it up so that way something looks like something could happen.
It was two white boys, right?
Two black kids.
Two black dudes.
And they've been extras. They've been extras on the show. They've been extras on the show because the black dudes.
They were extras on the show?
Apparently.
Wow.
And the thing is that it's not a
racial. At least he went all out.
They can't say a racially motivated. What they're trying to do is a sexually motivated thing. And that's why they were talking about a hate crime. So it's, and like, again, like what I was saying, in his mind, it's kind of like, all right, since I'm getting the death threats and hateful mail.
Let me show them that it's real.
Right. So that way they see that this is not no bullshit. And this is what I'm thinking could be the case in his mind if it is true. But then again, we don't know. So that was one speculation.
It's the gay Tupac. That's what he said. I didn't believe it at first. Then I seen the video. I was like, wow.
Nah. But then it's like, it's that speculation of like, he claimed that he was getting this in the show. They wasn't taking it serious at the show, whatever. And then a couple of months later or a couple of weeks later, then this happens. Another avenue was the whole fact of he was being written out of the show. So in order to, make sure that he stays on the show was for him to drum up all of this or whatever the case have you type of thing. That
was to basically just keep him relevant.
Right, exactly.
And the show would be like, oh, he's got this buzz. We got to write around
exactly.
him now. We can't just...
So that's one avenue that they was saying.
Well, he fucked that up.
Right, but then it's like when they raided the people crib, from what I heard, because they had the warrants and shit, they found, information and, bleach and all these other, a list of what,
plus I'm pretty sure they started talking.
Right. So it was like, and that's how they found out that apparently that he paid them, so allegedly he paid them.
But I think that kind of thing, it runs a little deeper than that. It's almost like a conspiracy to find a way to have some kind of control or some factor to say, well, oh, we are getting abused and we probably should pass this new law that you can't even, be mad at gay people if they do some funny shit to you. You know what I mean? Like,
now,
that's what I think
it's
coming to.
I don't necessarily think from his avenue or his, I'm not defending what he did, obviously if he does.
But that's crazy. It's like
wrong.
You baiting people like, now. Like,
right, and that's where people are like, yo, at the end of the day, it's like the same thing that you're fighting for.
It's what you're doing.
Is now you're going to be condemned for, in a sense, because it's like you're trying to bring awareness to the situation, but you're bringing awareness to it in the wrong light, and it's going to make people shun you guys and keep a certain look on you guys, and it's not going to better the situation, what I mean? We was having that discussion last night with one of my professors, and we went over the same thing with him, and it's just like... It's a sad situation when someone has gotten to that point. If it is
the
case,
drastic measures.
Yeah, if it is the case that he,
but I don't think he. If he wanted to go that route, I think what he should have did was go to a straight club and start a fight with some dudes and get beat the fuck up, and then just come up with this story, because it's like, Alright, to some degree, even if you the one who start the shit, it's almost like, alright, it's not scripted though. This is real. Like, and more than likely, you're gonna rub dudes the wrong way if you're a homosexual and they're not. You know what I'm saying? That's just a fact.
Depending on where you are, yeah. You know, depending on, you know,
and location, and depending on like what you're doing. Yeah. You know, so yeah, it's like, yeah, all right, but you're just one. I don't see that especially happening with black dudes that we see a homosexual and you go, we might look and smirk at each other or whatever, but we're not going to go beat them the fuck up. Yeah, like, but then it's like, that type of shit doesn't happen.
But then when you think about it, it's like, he's not just any homosexual.
Yeah, he's a celebrity.
Right. So it's like, all right, why not? You look at it in a sense where people do shit, because people do shit to try to gain clout, in a sense. You know what I mean? So it's like, if they feel like this is somebody, and again, it could be what he's thinking, it could be not, I could be wrong. But again, you look at it from this aspect. If this is somebody that I could probably get some type of, like, you know, acknowledgement of people, like, oh, whatever, whatever, and I could at least tell at least one or two people.
But it backfired, and it's going to get worse.
But still, I at least tell one of my friends, like, yo, I need
But now, if you see him in the street and whoop his ass, nobody's going to help him. Nobody's going to care.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's true, too.
Like,
but
even Steve Harvey's like, I don't know, went on fucking live TV, back this boy up with this big fucking speech, and you look like a fucking idiot now because you didn't get the facts. Because they be lying too. You know what I'm saying? Just like, just the same. It's the same shit. Like even with Bill Cosby, or you know, I don't want to say R. Kelly because obviously he's a scumbag and he's beyond that. We already spoke on that. You know, but some of these celebrities, they actually might be doing the right thing, and some of them might be doing the wrong thing, and we be looking at it from the wrong eye, I think, sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Because
this kid is so wholesome, and he's gay, and there's no way he could do something. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but that's
what the
thing
fuck you
like,
talking. He's the gay Tupac.
But
no,
the
fuck
like,
he ain't. Get the fuck out of here.
The thing is that what some people, tend to get confused and misconstrued is the whole fact that who the person plays on TV is not who the person is in real life. That's their character. That's, you know, who they get paid.
But in
to
his
be.
In
you
his situation, I mean? He kind of is that person he plays on Empire. He is gay. He is a singer.
But he may not be that flamboyant. You know,
he's not really flamboyant on Empire.
He's not.
Not that
sense,
I watched the show, but I've seen an episode
in a
or two.
Sense, he's not the extra flamboyant. However, as far as him being always, you know, on the stage and so super outspoken and all
yeah,
of these other things.
But I think that he was trying to use that to build his career, even at that aspect as well. Because it's like, all right, if I could say that dudes try to gay bash me and I fought back and I got mine off and this and that, and I'm here to live to tell the story and people that are embracing me. All right, now at some point, now it's like, ah, yo, this dude, yo, he's an R&B gay singer, and he be fucking dudes up in the street.
But the
that's
that
probably
he's
what
not,
he was
but the,
he
but
was aiming for
that
as
he,
well.
But
like,
the thing
dude,
is that,
you gotta
what
earn
you gotta
that shit. What's
that
wrong
he's
with
not,
you?
He's not necessarily marketed as a singer. He's marketed as an actor first.
Yeah,
and
but
then
he's
a singer after. You know what I mean? So it's not like singing is his whole mission. Now, it could have been on some shit where that happens and now he gets more acting gigs or whatever the case
But
happens.
That's what would have happened if this shit either didn't come way, out. Did he fucking orchestrate it?
I mean, either way. You know what I mean? If he orchestrated it or not. You know what I mean?
It's nah,
just
it's
like,
bad.
Yo,
like,
it's not a good look.
It's bad.
It's really not a good look either way. You know what I mean? It's a worse look if he did set it up because it's like, yo, what the fuck are you doing, my man?
Clearly he did, like.
We'll know.
But anyway, moving right along. What's up with your boy 6ix9ine, son?
I don't know. I don't follow these young guys. I mean,
I don't really follow him either.
He just too much to me. I seen this nigga. He was looking like a rainbow, a kid, big kid, and I just.
He was making some buzz with these youngsters, though. He's on the billboards and whatever. I don't know. I don't really follow all that shit. I'm not gonna lie to you.
One of this little nigga songs. That's to tell you how old I am. Like
I know
I'm
one
young,
of them said something
old.
About dum da dum dum dum. I remember that part, and I was
no,
like, okay.
I seen some shit with him and Nicki Minaj, and I was like, oh,
yeah, I never
okay.
heard that one.
I said, oh, the little screen.
But I mean, I don't knock
cute.
His hustle.
But I don't knock nobody.
That's what's
shit,
up.
But I just
you know
was
you
like,
should
do what
with,
the
but,
fuck? I'm not.
But then he got caught up with the street aspect of.
Yeah, but I've seen some shit where Fat Joe was telling the nigga before shit
yeah,
happened.
But
like,
he's not listening.
Gotta,
that's the problem with
attention.
These youngsters today. They don't listen to the OGs.
You tell a nigga,
not like
yo.
When we were growing up, when we sat and if they let us smoke with them or be amongst them, we get to know what's going on. And you'd be like, oh, word. And they giving us fact on how we should go about shit. And we fed on that shit. But these motherfuckers today, they like, oh, preaching. All right, don't listen. Because the shit that's going on, obviously, it's a rerun. You know what I mean? I mean, it's being rewritten. But it's the same old story.
Of course. But then it's like, yo, these niggas, it's like, all right, boom. So you look at it, if you a smart nigga, then you take heed to what the older nigga is telling you.
Obviously,
it's not like he's trying to throw salt in your game. So it's like me sitting there and watching that whole interview and shit where this nigga's talking to him. He's telling him, he's like, yo, you seen what happened to me? You seen what happened to Meek? Like, he's telling him, this is what's going to happen to you. He said, not even Meek, Bobby Shmurda. And he's telling him, like, yo, this is what's going to happen to you. And the little nigga is laughing like, yo, hey, it's not going to be me. He's just happy to be there
having
me.
That conversation. Plus, most of that is scripted on his point.
You got to soak that shit
up. Fat Joe might have been speaking some fact to him, but wherever he was spitting back, it was just like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm just happy to be here. That's really what it was, trust me.
And that's where he fucked up at, because you didn't sit up there and try to be open and learn nothing. You know what I mean? You just, I'm happy I'm sitting with Fat Joe. So fucking what? Sit with the nigga and learn something from the nigga that's been in your position,
but obviously,
nigga.
They not doing that.
You know what I mean? That's where he fucked up at. So apparently, you know, he working with the feds right now, which is another situation.
Well, I mean, it's a tough one, because I see it as... From my sources, what I hear, they saying that his people's, the dudes he running with, that he locked up with, dudes was fucking his baby moms. They plotting to rob him and kill him anyway. And, you know, the feds, they bringing that front forward to him to let him know. I could imagine now how that conversation went in that room, like, yo, listen, this is what it is. Listen, this is what they're doing.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like, if you
were
smart,
you gonna hold him down after that?
Yeah,
I know I'm not.
If you a smart nigga, then you gotta realize that everybody ain't your fucking man.
Yeah, but he's supposed to know that from the giddy up.
Yeah, I mean, everybody ain't your man.
But
you
caught up in that. He caught up in getting that money and being in the lights and, you know what I mean?
Being dumb.
And that's what allows them to do all that other shit, and him allowing it to happen, because he's like, well, I'm getting money. I'm not really on the scene like that, even though you still a major intricate to what's going on.
Yeah,
and
but
he
you
don't
get
realize
money. Niggas that get money, that don't mean you untouchable, my nigga. That just means
saying.
That you got the money to
that's
pay for the fucking
just the
lawyers.
Fact, and just not even that, he's the one paying probably for all of the whatever organization that they doing
and all that shit. So it's like, yo,
you see
you,
that?
You
he ain't even get no
like,
bail.
Like, for what? You looking at 47 years. This is felony time, my nigga. There's no bail coming up for you.
They said
and
he
you
went,
done did shit from before.
He went from 47, looking at 47 years to me not do any time.
It's not like this is your first offense, my nigga. You know what I mean? They hitting you with some shit. And you want to be young and ignorant and the shit you spitting. Get the fuck out of here.
He's just trying
here,
to sell a record,
my nigga.
I get that point. He's trying to sell a
just
record.
Just like, yo, not to you take know, it like, off of Tekashi, but it's like, yo, boom, just like 21 Savage. You look at this nigga. The whole time the nigga spitting all this fucking, you know what I mean, Molly, Percocet, fucking, you know what I mean, lean music, all this other bullshit.
Yeah, they leave him alone.
Ice left him alone. Now the nigga talking about some fucking freedom, education, fucking knowing yourself and bettering yourself type shit. That was like, oh,
that.
Shit, the nigga's a Lego. We gotta get this nigga up out of
exactly.
here. The nigga spitting facts like, yo.
That's
yeah, I mean,
fact.
Anything that they could use against you, they gonna try to use against you to get you the fuck up out of here. So when it's like a real nigga speaking it, young niggas telling them shit, these young niggas think that everything is a fucking joke and it's nah, it can't happen to me, I'm untouchable, nigga.
They not thinking about that.
Al Capone wasn't fucking untouchable,
but
nigga.
Sometimes you can't knock these youngins, because it's like, we were young ones too, and I remember me at that age, I wasn't thinking that much, and I had kids, and I still was enjoying myself, you know what I mean? Like, I knew I wasn't going back to jail, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't getting caught up in all that other shit. But at the same time, it was like, I wanted to make sure that what's going on now is popping, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
so imagine with a few million dollars at 19, 20 years old.
I get it.
And then they got the wrong guidance. It's not, like I said before, it's not like when we was growing up, where we had the older dudes or whatever in front of us that would be like, yo, you bugging, don't do that, do this.
Not only the
old they don't have that.
But we also had like a stern parent, even if
we
didn't listen to try.
I'm talking about the street
like,
aspect. I mean, at home is home, you know that.
Yeah, but on the street, even my moms would come to the fucking street. You know what I mean?
As
well. You know what I mean? Back in the days, your
mom's
like
coming out
there.
That's the last resort right there. They know.
Coming out there and draping you up, and then she got a two-piece you outside in front of people like dead ass shit. These fucking kids, it's like kids that had kids and kids, people done got lazy and you letting the streets raise your kids and all this shit. So they learning everything and it's like, oh yeah, this is my man's 100 grand, but them same niggas will put you in the fucking ground. Now you got bread. So you got to look at it from a different aspect like, yo, I'm sitting on a whole different level from these
niggas. When you're supposed to look to the OGs, I think, even more. At least the people that you trust.
But this is my point. The nigga, you got Young Joe telling
you
this shit and you're not taking
shit,
heed.
You know what I mean? Like,
But that's my whole point. And saying that, it's like, you got an OG telling you this shit, and your ass is like, I'm chilling with you. Like, come on, man.
They living in the moment. They gotta, I don't know.
Now, living in the moment made that nigga grow up real fast, nigga. Now, the nigga's gonna be a snitch, nigga. Now, Mark is really gonna be on a nigga head.
But you know what's crazy?
Now, you might have to live the rest of your life in fucking, you know what I mean? In hiding type of shit.
I don't think he is. You know why? Because he's still gonna be rich, and all the dudes who was really on his back is gonna be in prison. The majority.
Not
he ain't gonna be able to be in the hood and be the same way he was. But now he can really be Hollywood. I think, and he's got a story. Now he's believable now. He's in jail right now. People are really buying this shit.
But when you think about it, and you looking at this young nigga right now, do you think is that's what's gonna make the nigga happy? No! The nigga like being around these niggas. The nigga like being in the hood, my nigga.
Trust me, every night he's sitting in that cell to himself, he thinking about that shit. He
if
like,
he's
fuck
smart,
that. He gonna be as smart as he's ever been. Because he's
if
got
he's
enough time.
Nigga, you can't say
he's
that.
He's got enough
you
time
got,
and
you
he's
got
to move right.
Yeah,
he can't be the
niggas,
same way.
You can't say that because you got niggas that done came out before.
Nah, but they didn't have a few million in the bank, though.
DMX.
And they wasn't, but DMX was damn near 40 when all that happened. This
but
kid is what, 23, 22?
It doesn't matter.
He got his whole life ahead of him.
It doesn't matter. The whole thing is that the money aspect was still there. You had the bread there. The money aspect was still there. It doesn't matter the age.
And let's not forget DMX was smoking crack. Okay?
Takai, what
I don't
the
mean to be
nigga?
Blunt, people,
yeah.
but we all
fuck?
Know
but
DMX was
it.
A great actor and a great rapper, but also a great crackhead.
Yeah, and he was smoking crack.
Fuck.
He never denied it. But then you got to look at what these young niggas is. They on fucking perks. They on Oxy. They on lean. They on this. They on Molly's. They on. They
not,
on every
not to,
fucking
not,
thing.
And it's,
fucking
and it's
sun,
and it's
nigga.
Fucked up. And it's very fucked up. But my whole thing with that is. With the right tolerance and the right ambition, you can still come back or still live off what you... Look at Future.
But you can still
Future
fuck
been on
your,
fucking
Dre. Fuck
he don't even know if he's talking in an interview or to his fucking cell phone in the booth anymore.
That nigga has
But
the
he's
right
still
management.
Functioning. But let that me tell you something right about management. Crack cocaine. You smoke that shit too much and your whole body will disintegrate. You hear me? Everything. Your mind, your everything.
It doesn't matter. Everything still
That's
takes
some powerful
every,
shit.
Everything still takes its toll in its own time.
Nah,
so what
if
I'm
that
saying
were
is,
true, you have a lot of crackhead artists.
Nigga, we still do got a lot of crackhead artists.
Yeah, nigga, I smoke crack.
We got a lot of.
You're
we
my
got
new
a
joint?
Lot of, we got a lot of. We got a lot of functioning crackhead artists. Fuck are you talking about? Niggas could be functioning crackheads, and that's what
they
DMX.
All Percocet
that's
and
what,
shit like
nah,
that.
Nah, that's what
different.
DMX was for a long time until his shit spiraled out of control. A nigga was a functioning crackhead. You have people like that.
Yeah.
You got functioning alcoholics. You got functioning weed heads. You got functioning heroin addicts. All of them. It's that level. Like I done took all these substance abuse courses, nigga. You know. I know they you have them, you know what I mean, and then you have the ones that go off that deep end, that go off that bench, and those is the ones that is no coming back. So when you look at a nigga like Tekashi and you add in drug factors, you add into
was he on drugs though? He wasn't really fucking with
nah, he might not be fucking with all that extra shit.
He just looked like
you,
he was
yeah
like, he just looked,
but you drinking the drinks and you in this whole lifestyle, my nigga, you are what you put out there.
He need
my
a
nigga.
Better. He need a better advisors around him. Like he, this is.
But
when,
how you gonna advise a nigga that don't want to listen? You know what I mean? You can't advise somebody that don't want to listen.
Nah, I think it's you gotta lead by example there. That's true, but
you can't advise. You could talk to a nigga. You could show a nigga all you want, but until that person is ready to be like, yo, I'm ready to change, it's nothing you could do. That has to be a conscious decision in that person's mind to be like, yo, I'm over this. And then they change. You can't say, yo, you see all this money you getting, They gonna be like, yeah, you right. But deep down
plus
inside
like,
of them, if
happening.
They don't wanna change, they not
it's
changing,
like,
bro.
Plus when it's happening, it's like they start to feel that untouchable syndrome where it's like,
that's what I'm saying.
We getting it, we good.
But that's what
not
I said.
Not knowing you being investigated for like 3 years.
Everything. But this is what I'm saying.
Waiting
that's
for
I say,
that
yo,
you to
even,
just slip.
That was my point.
So what they saying, Shot has one slip and me.
That's it.
In your ass.
That's why I'm like, yo. Even Al Capone wasn't untouchable, my nigga. Like,
facts.
You know what I mean? You think about all
run,
these
though.
Mobsters back in the day. All of them got Lucky Luciano. All
and,
of them got touched.
And they was doing,
all
they
of
was
them.
Doing major league
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like,
all
of,
but
just,
that's what I'm saying. You think about it like that. And if you want to be on some
they
shit like, yo, they
so one
all
brick.
Of them got
I'm
touched.
Like, damn, they only, all this time they only sold one brick?
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? All of these niggas got touched. So when you look at it like, yo, y'all young niggas, y'all get the bread. It's like, oh, we ain't no, y'all have too much technology. Everybody's posting
that's what
something.
I think it is too.
Like, come on. if you look at the wise guys from back in the day, they was getting flying under the radar for a minute. And it was different. Imagine if they had the technology back then and they was doing dumb shit y'all niggas was doing. Yeah. They would have been wrapped up. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yo, they don't move. Y'all don't, it just, it's a whole different, I don't know. That whole shit is just crazy. I'm just like, yo, he better watch out when
I want to see what happens when he come home. I want to see what happens.
He better watch out when he come out because niggas might pop out.
I want to see if he got better. Like, he probably might be actually a better rapper when he comes home.
He might be if he focused.
That'll be hot. Be like, oh shit, you heard that new 6ix9ine?
I hope he stay focused while
he should change his name to 6ix9ine the Rat. That'll be crazy if he embraces informant shit. Oh. Niggas will kill him.
That's just like the transgender girl on Love and Hip Hop, Sydney Starr. That's like, man. I'm a trans.
I stopped watching
and
that
I'm
shit.
A trans. Everything is, I'm a trans Vendite. And I'm like, bitch.
I seen the episode.
If you don't stop that, well, she was talking. Well,
she freestyled and she was like, I got a dick or something. Homeboy was like, what did she say?
Yeah.
I was like, that's when I realized who she was. I was like, oh, that's that girl who they said was messing with Chingy or some shit like that. I was like,
But that was like, yo, she's not. The thing is like, all right, cool. Switching topics, if y'all ain't realize. It's like, all right, one thing you could be who you are. You want, she's a pre-op, transsexual. So it's like, all right, you're a transvestite. Okay, great. You called it, you're transgendered. Sorry, I take that back. Don't mean to offend anyone.
What is the proper term to say?
Transgendered.
So I'm like, this is my transgender friend.
Right.
That's how I would say it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have to say that because if that's your friend, you're gonna introduce them as who they claim.
No, but here's the problem. Here's my problem. They should do that. You know why?
No.
Because let's say we're in the club. Club is popping. You with your transgender friend. Mm-hmm. I'm your friend. You know, we kicking it. I roll up on you. Yo, what up? I done had a few drinks. Da da da. You know how we do. And I approach you. What's up? Oh, this your homegirl? And you'd be like, yeah, that's my homegirl, such and such. Are you just going to leave it at that? Are you just going to leave me to find out on my own? Like, you're not going to warn me?
I mean...
Because at that point, a man's guards are down. We're not thinking. That's never the first thought.
Yeah, but all right, so here's the fine line, right? Here's the fine line, and here's how... It's kind
and
of
then somehow it becomes the man's fault.
I hear it coming. No, it's not
a man's I hear it coming.
It becomes a legal issue. It becomes a legal issue. And here's how.
This is the bullshit.
Because, no, realistically.
No, I know.
And here's how. Because if, let's just say I have a friend that's transgendered, and she was naturally born a male, and she, let's just say her name is Susan. And Susan, we go out, and Susan's like, Liz, I don't want you telling anybody. Let's keep this between me and you. I'll tell them whatever, whatever. And I'm like, I respect that. Now, we have a contract. It's a whole thing called a HIPAA law, HIPAA compliance, stuff like that. Now, I'm bound by that. That's her personal information.
So by law, you can't even blow up that she's really a dude.
By law, I can't do that. Because if she was that, she can technically sue me.
That's
that
dangerous.
Shit. You know what I mean? And it's
so
it's
you could get sued
up.
For putting me on.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
See how that works?
Yeah. Because it's like, yo.
That's some bullshit.
I wasn't supposed to tell you.
That's some bullshit. Like I said, there's boundaries.
But the whole
I think
thing is
there,
like,
be, there should be some kind of fucking law where you have, as a heterosexual man and you're a transgender woman, you should at some point have to tell me, listen, how you doing? I used to be a guy or whatever.
Right,
I don't know. I don't care how you slide it in. But you need to tell me that at least the first couple of words into our conversation.
It was something. I think it was Judge Mathis I was watching recently, and they had one transgender up there, and she was talking about her friend, suing
it's
her
too
friend
much.
Or whatever.
That's what I'm
and
talking
her
about with the whole
wanted to be transgender.
Their whole agenda with the whole Jussie Smollett and with this situation.
She,
they have too much going on.
You
like,
stupid. She didn't do the change yet, so she was still living her life as a he. But when they would go out with the other girl, with the plaintiff, he would dress up like a girl. The thing was that apparently the girl plaintiff that was, you know, already had her surgery didn't necessarily tell guys initially that she was born a male.
Yeah,
so
that's
the defendant
fucked
had
up.
Problems with that.
Yeah, who the fuck wanted?
Right. So it was this whole thing where it's like, yo, well, I'll tell him when I feel ready. And he was like, you can't do that.
So hold on. He's already smashing and he still doesn't know?
They were friends.
Oh.
And one
but
was
she
being
likes
sued
him.
For the other one. No. One was being sued for something else. So they were talking about each other to the judge. And she was the plaintiff, which is the girl that already had the surgery, was telling the judge how the one she's suing, which is still in the boy whole body and everything else, that he didn't tell his family he wants to become a female. And she doesn't like him lying. So then the one that's living as a guy that wants to become the female, the pre-op, was telling the already post-op and the judge, he was saying, well, she lies to men. She doesn't tell men that she was born a male. And it became this whole thing.
So it does sleep with guys and not let them know. How do you hide that?
She says, no, I tell them. I just don't tell them in the beginning. Like, I tell them, you know, probably the second date that, you know, I was actually, she says, but I don't tell them.
That they felt the titties and kissed her a few times.
I don't know. But she was like, she tells them after the first date.
I'm pretty sure it's easy to tell, though. Like, you look at her, you be like, why are your hands so big?
No.
You're like, yo.
That was that.
That's really a red flag.
I used to work with a few of them at my old job. A lot of them.
Adam's apple, another red flag.
No, because what happens is that the ones that go for surgery, they get that shaved down, sweetheart, so you would not be able to tell.
That's scary, yo.
And I used to work with a few of them, and let me tell you something about one that I used to work
you're
with.
Like, you sound happy to talk about this shit. Like,
no, because it's amazing. I won't name, I can't name her, you know what I mean, but to tell you
please
about
don't.
Her, she's a nice person, very nice person. Only reason I knew is because I looked at her and, like, her cheekbones were hard. And I'm not saying that females can't have hard cheekbones because Naomi Campbell, she has hard cheekbones. But it's just certain features.
She doesn't have a dick, though.
No, but it was just the way it was. She's Hispanic, cute girl. And, you know, nice breasts, nice butt, nice shape, really nice. And one day we were outside going
too
to lunch.
Graphic.
And, no, seriously, we were going to lunch. And she had on a short dresser, like one of them, what we call our maxi dresses. And the guys at the construction site was like, oh.
And she's a dude. That's
she's
fucked
already
up.
Done half
that could ruin a nigga emotionally. Like,
running
really?
Her down, son.
Not so knowing.
Talking to one of them or whatever. So then the next day I'm coming in.
She's
and the guy
as soon
me,
as the nigga hollers, she's supposed to be like, I'm a dude. Be like,
yeah,
oh.
The guy looks at me. He's like, oh. Doing. He looks at me.
What
he's like,
bullshit
oh,
is that?
This is where you guys work at. I said, yeah. He goes, oh, I know what it is. I said, okay. He goes, hold up. Is that a woman or a guy? I said, who? He said, the one that you was with that I was trying to talk to the other day. I said, sweetheart, I can't tell you that. She has to tell you on your own.
That would have had me like, never mind. From you can't tell me, you're telling me. Word up. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
Whatever
man.
You think she is, she is. I can't tell you that.
But it's bad that it has to come to this. Why? Why? Why does that?
It
should
it
be
is.
Like if they're tranny, they should have to wear like a certain hair color.
That's
something like
that's
something.
Up.
There that's should like, be something. Like it's not fair.
Like that's fucked
son,
up.
Son, when I'm in the club and I'm having a good time, I'm really enjoying myself. That's the last thing I want to think about is a shorty backing up on me. It's got balls dangling.
But you, if not she, a good she had feeling. The surgery, you don't know that because
even if she had the surgery, she used to be a guy.
What
I don't want to be with.
You
I don't want to be
you
with
know
a guy.
What a lot of them do is like, all right, when the surgery
that's
happens,
bullshit.
Even before, like, you know, some would I've heard some of them do before the surgery is like they would hold a man. Or whatever, grab his penis and stuff like that while they're about to have sex. Of course, the lights will be off.
And force
and they
it
would,
in.
They would put it in, or whatever the case.
Red
had
flag.
Been. And
I had a chick did that to me one time, and I bugged the fuck out because I thought about that. Somebody else had told me that, and I bugged the fuck out. I was like, no, I turned the lights on everything. I was like, nope.
You're an idiot.
You got a dick. She had some other shit, guy, or so she passed away. She was sick from something like, and it wasn't like no kind of STD or anything.
Right.
But, yeah, but
you're stupid.
She just had like one of those bad, little fragile pussies, you know, and it was just, it was crazy, yo. When she did that shit though, she's like, "No, let me put it in." I said, "What?" I jumped up immediately. I was like, "No,
No. You won't get me today, buddy. You gotta be quicker than that."
Even after the fact, I was even thinking about it. I was at work with Frost, and I was talking. I was like, "Yo, I think she was a dude, son." And he was like, "You're bugging, bro." And I was like, "Yeah, you're right. I'm bugging."
Yeah,
you're right, I'm bugging.
But that's what some of them do, and it's like after they get the surgery, you know, they don't really necessarily have to really do that. The lights will be off most of the time, but it's like they don't really have to do that because at the end of the day, they now have that hole. What was your penis?
But I seen. I used
what
to watch
your
this
penis
show.
Now comes, you know, they pull it back.
I used to watch this show called
Nips
Up when I lived in Florida, and they had a chick who was, you know, she had the shit cut off or whatever, and dude said he stuck his dick in her and it like hit a short wall. He's like, you know, that's how you could tell. They don't. That's why they fuck with young niggas with little dicks. And they don't really fuck with big
niggas. It depends, because sometimes with the longer chicks, with the taller chicks, they canals be a little bit longer. So I remember watching something and, you know, he told the girl, he was like, oh, well, you know, it's only going to be 6 inches deep. And she was like, what? Like, I might need it to be a little bit bigger than 6 inches deep because, you know, I like fucking with the big niggas. Wow. But he told his own, because I don't know if because her, you know, her genitalia when she was born as a boy was 6 inches. I don't know. And then when they take your penis, they pull
they
it
say
back.
They push it in, right?
Something yeah, they like take that. Your penis and they pull it back and they push it back up inside of you. So I don't know if that's what it is. But yeah, it was like, yeah, I just was like, wow, that's fucking amazing. And to watch the surgery, I was like, that's crazy.
You watched the surgery?
Yeah, I watched it. I was like, that's fucking crazy.
That's some shit I will not be YouTubing, y'all. I promise you.
That is amazing.
That shit is not even right. So, like, that whole thought, like,
oh man,
I'm not with that.
So, yeah, you can't call them transvestites. That's offensive.
Or trannies.
Yeah.
Right,
or
I know that.
He-she
is my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, or, you know, it's...
They'd be
know,
really offended.
Yeah, like, he's transgender.
I just try to stay out of their way altogether. I'm not going to lie to you. Like,
you just call them by their name. Whatever they want to be addressed as, you know. I mean, I had a client, and one time my client, you know, her name, she was born as a guy, and I called somewhere, and... The doctor kept calling her by her male name, but she already had her surgery and everything else. And
but that was her legal name.
No, her name had actually been changed. Ever since she had her surgery, she changed it.
Well, maybe the doctor felt like...
But you know what was crazy is that her first name was a unisex
name. Mama named Clay, I'm going to call him Clay.
Her first name was a unisex name. You know what I mean? But she wanted to be referred to by her middle name because her middle name was more feminine. And they kept calling. I said, listen, do me a favor. I said, because whenever you call her by her name, I said, it gives her, like, anxiety. I said, please just address her by this name. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, yeah, because then it becomes an issue. You know what I mean? And she was like, yeah,
is that real, though? Did she really get anxiety from that?
Real shit.
So...
Some of them really like. If
that's
she
like
was,
a
like,
mental
she was
issue
going,
within
themselves,
though, because it's like, why
her,
put so much pressure
so,
on yourself just to
so
be like, oh, I like
with
to
her,
be this
it was
weird
different.
Person.
She has so much going on personally, you know what I mean, and dealing with homelessness.
I'm sure
and,
of it. Like,
because
she
was
wants
dealing
to deal
with homelessness
that.
And dealing with having, you know, HIV, and it was a lot for. Yeah, it was a lot that she was dealing with going on. So it's like, you know, to keep addressing her as a certain way when she, you know, had her surgery, it just was too much for her to take on. Or whatever, but yeah, so you can't call them.
How would you deal with that? Like, if your daughter decided that she
if
got daughter, for, your daughter, God forbid, decided to become like wanted to be a dude,
she wouldn't
see. Here we go with the narrow minded stuff.
It's not narrow minded, it's like because my daughter, she's into nails. She's
I know
into
that.
Girl,
it's hypothetically
shit.
Speaking, woman.
I can't be hypothetical.
We're having a fucking
when I
discussion,
like,
really.
It's like if that's what she wanted to be, it's like, I
how,
can't.
I mean,
I
how
can't,
would you
I
feel
can't.
About it? Would you like
she can't go get a dick put on? It's different for women, so it's like, I. Okay, all right.
But you, they do that too, though. Like, no.
But you're a dyke? Okay, you're a dyke. Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, the fuck? I got a niece that says she's a lesbian. And I'm like, okay, sure you are. You know what I mean? You haven't had
but
good
she's
dick
young,
yet.
Though.
You know what I mean? Exactly. So it's like you haven't had
but
real
that's the
yet.
Thing for
so
women.
Like, okay.
But nowadays, it's not it. A phase anymore. You have some women that they want to be a dude. Like, I've used the bathroom where the dykes come and use the same bathroom as me. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, and okay. That's okay. And it's just like, if that's, she's still my kid at the end of the day, it's not something I'm like,
I think it would be easier to
jumping over the moon for.
It'd
no,
be easier
because
for
like,
me
I
to
want...
deal with my daughter versus my son. Like,
no,
if my son
me.
Was gay, I don't know how I would deal with
it. It would be the same
or
way, because I'm
to
like,
be a woman,
I want
like,
y'all to
both. It would be really tough. Like, our relationship would really,
I don't know,
go astray. I'm not going to lie to you. Like,
that's terrible.
It sounds bad that yeah, I'm saying this, but I'm being honest. I have to be honest with everybody.
I want
like,
my daughter to,
I'd be
know,
like, yo, what's up with Jermaine? I don't fuck with that little faggot.
No,
you know what I mean?
That's
like, fuck out of here. Like,
nah, that's
or no.
That is fucked up. You don't say shit like that. You still your kid.
Oh, man.
You still your kid.
I'll be like, nah. They'll be like, that's your son. I'll be like, I got two daughters. Who you talking about?
You stupid.
You talking about?
He came from you. Like, yeah, I mean, that's your son.
But that's what
like,
makes it hurt even more.
Yeah,
like,
I
don't know a father
shit,
on this planet
like,
that would be fucking happy that his son is
it's
gay.
Not
like,
that you
that's
happy.
Why that Kevin Hart shit, I was like, damn.
Yeah, but man, it's not
can't
like,
even have, be honest about
yeah,
how
but it's
feel
not like
anymore.
You happy or whatever, but at the same time, it's like...
Or
you're
proud.
Not, it's not, you're not happy, you're not proud, and you're
I'm
not...
I'm numb, actually. I'd be
nigga,
numb.
Nigga, you're not agreeing... What are you talking about? No, you're numb. Not agreeing with the situation, or you're not agreeing with how they choose to live their life, but at the end of the day, that's still your kid. You wouldn't want to see no harm come to them. You
obviously
wouldn't
want
to see nothing done to them. Exactly. So it's like, I don't fucking agree with what you're doing right now. I don't fucking agree with this lifestyle, but...
And you know what it is, too? It depends on what class of gay he would be. Like, if he's, like, flaming, it's raining men gay, that makes it even more tough. Like, if you're, like... You
daddy,
keep your,
come here,
yeah,
daddy,
you know what I mean? Like,
go.
It's like, oh, no, we're not going nowhere together.
Why not?
This house is the only time we speak to each other.
Daddy, come
when
on,
we come out of this house,
club.
You don't fucking talk
let's
to me.
Let's go.
Your name isn't even Jermaine when
I
you
got my
this house.
Fur boa.
Yeah,
let's
that,
go,
that,
daddy.
All that shit wouldn't work for me. He have to be like a... Like a jail gay.
You
like,
stupid.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to be like one of them prison
that's
gay motherfuckers.
Up.
Or
nah,
I'm being, I'm
nah,
keeping it 100.
Nah,
fuck
nah,
that.
That's fucked up. You can't be like
take
that.
It or leave it.
Nah,
shit,
kid,
that's
but...
some bullshit altogether anyway. I'm
it
just
is,
saying,
it
thank
is.
God it's not what it is. Like, when me and him had that discussion, I was like, nah, right? He's like, hell no, damn. I'm like, all right, good, cool. That's what I'm talking about. Go get you some pussy.
You're
go
mad
get you some
annoying.
Pussy right now. And I'm like,
that's
just crazy,
stupid,
bro. Woo. That's a tough one, son. Like,
you'll be all
right. I mean, to each his own, you know, like your sexuality, what you choose is on you. But I'm just saying, like, I don't want that for mine. You know what I mean? It's not. I have gay friends. I have people I grew up with as gay family members, whatever. But at the same time,
this
that don't
speak
mean
to
that.
Them since 19,
nah,
no,
I talk
no,
to them.
To
we ain't close,
and
but I talk
told
to them.
Us since 2005.
I don't even. If I see them in the street, I still shout them all that. Like I don't. Nah,
be
I'm
like,
not
yo,
that type of person.
Yo, give me an air bunks.
It's just
don't touch mine. Give me
nah,
a bunks.
Nah, definitely not.
Don't
not
let
like
him
that.
Fraud y'all people.
He's
like,
stupid.
Yo, give me an air five. All right.
Nah, definitely not.
Move up.
It's
fire.
Just, I mean, you know, I and as a Rastaman.
As soon as
still,
they walk
so
away,
he'd
be like, fire for them.
I might say that.
Fireball.
Fire for them lifestyle.
Fire for them lifestyle.
So,
Sodom and Gomorrah. Fire for them.
<He's> stupid. Boy, shout out to everybody who's been tuning in. I seen the, you know, the listeners been they've been looking real good there. I ain't gonna front. Like, that's what's up. Shout out to everybody who be listening to your boy and crazy ass L over here. You know, we just be trying to give you what we got from time to time. And she's a, what, you want to say something? Oh, I thought you wanted to put in a few
and
words.
If I want to say something, I'm gonna say something for you. The fucking puppet master, here he go.
I'm just saying.
Nah, he won't act like he control shit. He run ting around here. Because
oh,
he the Ross.
I'm not even gonna edit any of that out. I'm leaving all of that.
You might as well.
That's a fact. Well, I'm probably about to wrap this one up because, you know, I'm getting a little tired and yeah.
Well, make sure y'all tune in. We got something else coming in soon. I know we've been slacking, conflict of schedules. So we're gonna get that tweaked out and make sure that we stay consistent with giving y'all the heat.
Word, next week. We're probably going to have a guest on because I have a few people who said they want to come in and speak their mind and hit me up or, you know, message us, let us know. Y'all want to come on and we'll have you run your mouth about whatever it is that you want to rant about. That's what we all about.
I mean, don't let him lie to you. They ain't get vetted yet, so I got to make sure I screen them to make sure that they
yeah, that's the show. That's the
you
show.
You know what I mean? I sense their asses. Yeah, his people be a little lunatic. They are down Ooh. With the original Nelly lunatics out
oh,
this motherfucker.
Man.
So, you know what I mean?
She's just getting started. We'll see.
So, we definitely want y'all to stay tuned in. Keep it locked and loaded. We're going to come back with some more fire this week.
Peace.